The Springfield City Council voted this week to raise taxes on landlines and the internet, but rejected a second proposal to raise the sales tax. To help explain, I talked with Crystal Thomas, the State Journal Register's City of Springfield reporter.
So the telecom tax is a 4% tax on, you know, what comes in your Comcast bill, your cable, telephone, and cell phone bill. What the city's planning on doing is raising it by 2%. So right now you get taxed 4%, it'll be 6%.
Where will that money go?
The money that is collected, that will be collected, will be going to Lincoln Library, the public library in town. If the money is collected starting in July, it would be about $800,000, and that would go towards the operating expenses of the library.
So the city council rejected a different tax hike in a 9-to-1 vote. They voted against raising the sales tax by 0.25% for a total of 8.75%. You took a poll of aldermen last week asking about their views on these tax hikes. What did they tell you about the sales tax?
One of the concerns is that sales tax is on the decline in the city. They point to a lot of factors, but mostly how a lot of people are turning to e-commerce these days, which the city doesn't get any revenue from. One of the concerns is that you're hiking a tax that's on the decline, and aldermen say also that by upping the tax by a 0.25 percentage point, it only raises $5.5 million for a full year of collection. And the current deficit that the city is facing is $11.4 million. So it doesn't pull them out of the hole, is what one alderman said. Another thing is that there seemed to be a sentiment that, you know, before the aldermen even look at tax hikes, they just want to go back to the budget book and see what else that they can cut. Some aldermen said that they wouldn't vote for a tax increase no matter what, but some said, you know, once I feel like there has been all of the so-called fat in the budget that can be cut, then they would consider a tax increase.
And this is the second year in a row that Mayor Jim Langfelder has proposed these types of tax increases. What's his kind of argument for raising taxes?
The mayor says that the city is experiencing a structural deficit, which means that after years of cuts, revenue is still declining and expenses are at an all-time low. The mayor is saying, you know, there's nothing more to cut without us cutting core services like police, fire, and public works, which have been cut in previous years. Also, he mentions that if you look at all the other similar-sized towns like Bloomington, Decatur, Normal, Peoria, they all have higher taxes than Springfield, whether it be sales tax, property tax. With this tax increase for telecom, it would make Springfield the same as other cities. Compared to other cities, the mayor feels like he's not putting an unreasonable burden on people.
The city council is coming up against a March 1st deadline to have a balanced budget. What are the budget negotiations looking like going forward?
Mayor Langfelder said that if the sales tax increase doesn't pass, he's going to have to go back and look at the second round of cuts that he did not want to consider. And those cuts include 25 firefighters, 25 policemen, you know, discontinued body cameras, about $150,000 less of snow removal, things like that. Also, aldermen say that they're looking at the budget individually, and they said that they would propose amendments to the budget at the next Committee of the Whole meeting, which is on Tuesday.
That was Crystal Thomas, reporter for Springfield State Journal Register. For a link to her original report, head to nprillinois.org.